Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's been more than a month since President Donald Trump threatened to put tariffs on more than 1,000 imported Chinese goods. China's shot back with proposals for tariffs of its own, including on U.S. soybeans. It's currently unclear if either country will follow through with their threats. One thing is certain, the international discussion impacts farmers in South Dakota. SDPB's Jacqueline Severin asks South Dakota farmers how they are dealing with the uncertainty.
What we have going on in here, this is our planter monitor. That will tell us what our population and singulation and different things going on with the planter.
I'm at the farm of Reed Jensen, about 15 miles north of Vermilion, South Dakota. Jensen is checking over his farm equipment and getting it ready for spring planting. Today, he is preparing to hook his planter up to his tractor.
When you hook the planter up to the tractor, it's like a marriage. There's a lot of different parts there, and you don't want a divorce.
Jensen has plenty to do and plenty to worry about, especially with the weather bringing snow so late in the spring season. So he says he's trying not to get too wrapped up in what is happening at the national level. However, Jensen is concerned about possible tariffs coming from China on U.S. soybeans. But he is optimistic that President Trump will work things out.
I think he is a businessman, and he looks at things that way. And there's some things that need to be corrected with our trade with China, intellectual property rights for one. And I think that's what he's trying to fix is he just needs to know that he cannot give up other parts of the trade we have for the intellectual property rights. We need everything to work and to benefit both countries.
Other farmers in South Dakota are also cautiously optimistic. Scott Vanderwall is president of the South Dakota Farm Bureau. He says it's too early to panic without knowing what China will really do. However, he wishes President Trump would use tariffs as a last resort in trade negotiations. Vanderwall says right now, farmers have enough to deal with without worrying about tariffs from China.
It gives us uncertainty, and in agriculture, we've got enough uncertainty already without the possibility of a trade disruption. And the point we make is that with this current economic time in agriculture where we're at or below cost of production in most cases, the last thing in the world we need is a trade disruption.
Another frustration expressed by farmers is how fast President Trump went forward with announcing his plans to implement tariffs on Chinese goods. Doug Somke is president of the South Dakota Farmers Union. Somke says if Trump wanted to change things with China, he should have had trade agreements with other countries already in place.
I just wish they would hash this stuff out a little bit and think it through and be prepared to take care of the producers before we even start these type of talks, because just a whisper of it today with the way we communicate really cause a problem for our markets. And, you know, it dropped 50 cents that one day. And no, it's come back now. It's come back nice. And, you know, we got some levels that look positive. But if this continues like this, it's going to be a rocky road.
According to the South Dakota Soybean Association, China is the biggest importer of South Dakota soybeans. If China does go through with its threat, it is possible that the U.S. can find other countries to export to. However, trade deals take years to negotiate, while these tariffs will likely be put into place this year. Back at his farm near Vermilion, Reed Jensen expresses concerns about the gap between tariffs from China and new trade agreements with other countries.
Maybe if we would lose the market with China, we might gain it back with somebody else, but you're not going to gain it back as quick because you've developed a relationship with those people and you've developed those markets. And I was involved with the U.S. Grains Council, and I've seen how those markets develop. And it's something that's been built over time. So it's just something we cannot afford to lose.
Jensen says farmers are used to uncertainty, and they are able to adapt when needed. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing what they do. For now, Jensen says he is going to wait and see what happens with China and try not to stress too much. He is hopeful that President Trump will do the right thing and maintain U.S. relations with the Chinese government. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacqueline Severin in Sioux Falls.